Welcome to Charlie and Nelly Baby Show, or should I say podcast, about bar talks and things people do not dare to talk about in public. Get ready for some dark humor, nonsense, explicity, and hot steamy topics. On today's episode, lying, is it justifiable? Here are your hosts, Charlie and Nelly Baby.
Welcome once again, guys, to the Charlie and Nelly Baby Show. Great job on the intro. I felt the sarcasm and anger, so that was great. We're starting already. Awesome. You know, it never fails. It never fails. Okay, today is going to be a great show, guys. Stick around. Like she said, you know, we're going to talk about everything and anything. Dark humor, nonsense, explicitly. Oh, and believe you me, we're going to be talking about some nasty things today. Nasty.
Yeah, but before, like the good times when I lied.
Yeah, the good times when you lied. But I would like to actually introduce a guest. We have a guest today. And this guy in particular, it's one of my homeboys. Actually, he's the guy who got me into podcasting a long time ago. All right. I want to introduce Coche Castillo, the creator of Sidegeeks, Chapin Show, and the Coche Castillo podcast. What's up, man?
That's right. Hey, what's up, man? I'm here. Thankful for you guys having me in your podcast. And right off the bat, I think I'm gonna have to interrupt it super quick. I think I left my vape upstairs in the couch. So
before, can we add that one clip into the episode?
It's gonna stay. No.
So before Kane finds it, I'll be right back. Everything's good, man. Thanks for having me in your podcast. We're going to be talking about some parenting, I'm thinking.
No, that was the other one.
Oh, okay.
No, see, actually, no, that's a good thing because we want to clarify that that this is the after night, right? Once the kids are asleep, once you already did the work as a parent and you did a great job reading, what's it called, Samuel Jackson, Go to Fuck to Sleep. That's when you actually talk about the Charlie Daly Baby Show.
Damn.
Dude, that's a great book. You never heard that book?
No.
Oh, you got to listen to that book. That book is amazing. Then the children are at sleep. The birds are falling. Shut the fuck up and go to sleep. That's how it goes. No, that's exactly how it goes. I love it. It's a great book. You should read it. But, okay, today's topic, all right? I want to start this topic with this quote. This is my man. This dude was my example as a doctor. Dr. House MD. Everybody lies. Everyone lies. I don't care if you say you don't. You're lying just by the fact that you're saying you're lying. All right. So they asked us about justifiable lying. Okay. We're not going to get into it now. We're going to get into it a little bit later during the episode. But I want to ask you guys, what do you think about just lying, period? What do you think about lying?
Lying,
yeah.
Depends, what are your motives to lie? I don't like lies.
You don't like lies?
No.
Okay.
Because then I get paranoid and then I won't be able to trust.
Lying is wrong. No, but no, obviously I think we all do it. Here's what I think.
Okay.
I think lying is definitely like an addiction. In the way that if you get away with it, it becomes second nature. Like I feel it almost becomes natural. I've met people that can lie through their teeth just like that. No
Why problem. Are you looking at me for, man?
I know a couple.
Yeah, I know. Everybody's looking at me for.
What? Yeah, I think a lot of people do, right? I think it's kind of like the norm. But I feel like as you mature, that kind of goes away because as you mature, I feel like maybe not everybody, but most people just don't care about what anybody thinks and they're just going to tell the same plain truth, right? But
there's a but.
Lying is very universal. I mean, are we talking about just me telling you a lie or like me posting a really nice picture on Facebook? I mean, that's not a lie, but it's a lie if you don't put your, you know, like your fat body or... You know what I mean? Like,
no, I don't know what you mean. No, that's why
I mean,
like a slimming effect.
Like, you know, like, have you ever seen
you mean a filter?
A picture of, well, no, maybe Coach Castillo is not the good example, but you know, you always try to get like face or whatever. I don't want to like show, you know, the lonjas there because the love handles.
But those are in style now.
The what?
The lonjas are in style. Love handles.
Are in style?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Really?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
I mean, yeah.
Okay. No, it's called Photoshop and the people are going to be fixing that.
I guess. So,
but you know what I mean, though? Like, I mean, that's a form of lying, too, where, you know, like you can, you know, like posting, oh, my husband brought me these flowers and brings me flowers every day. But the reality is your husband beats you up every day, too. But well, you don't post that. True. So I think that's the kind of lie. But anyway, so so that's what I think. I think we all do it. I think some more than others. And I think it's wrong.
Listen, the reason why I started with that quote from House of D is because I always like the fact that every single episode he goes, patients are stupid, they don't listen, and they only want to get away with what they want to get away, and they lie, right? So I always have that in my heart. Like, listen, people lie, and if they can go from this small lie, they can go to any other lie. That's just me. Me, very paranoid, and that's why I'm like, listen, you can tell me whatever you want. I might not believe you. That's just pretty much how it goes down. But, all right, and again, maybe feeling the paranoia a little bit more. Sun Tzu did say, all warfare is based on deception. Deception is our lies, man. And we are able to attack, we must seem unavailable. And when we're using forces, we must appear inactive, and so on and so forth. So even generals at this point, they actually push you to lie. And I mean, he's one of the best generals of history. All I'm saying is, if a character in a show tells you that everybody lies, and a general who won many battles telling you to lie, what stops anybody from lying? And why would I believe anybody else? You give me that look again. You always give me those looks. We're going to start doing video on this thing because those looks are it's like you're cursing me out, but you're not cursing me out. I want to hear your opinion. Like, what do you think? I mean, I know you're getting a little paranoid. And again, this is not my topic. This is somebody who sent it to us. But do you think that's true, that people actually are going to lie to you just because they have the ability to lie to you?
Yeah, because if it's a stranger, how the hell do I know if you're telling me the truth or not? Because I don't know you personally.
But what about someone that you do know?
I feel like strangers, though, don't really need a reason to lie to you. I think the people that lie to you are the people that you know. Because a stranger doesn't care about what you think about them or what, you know, I mean, they may lie to sell you something, but I'm just saying, like, if you get introduced to a stranger, hey, how you doing or whatever, like, they might inflate the truth, but they don't have a reason to lie unless it's, someone cheating on their wife or something. But
I mean, no, listen, I'm trying to hear your opinion online because I know there's a deep, you know, idea in there from both of you guys that you guys can give me about lying, because I know there might hit some triggers and I want to hear them. Like you right now, you're feeling extremely tense. I can see you tense. Like if you can jump over the table and hit me, you probably would.
You really want to fight with somebody?
No, I'm just saying. I'm just, exposing what I'm seeing here. That's all I'm doing. No problems here. I mean, Coach here, I guess, is feeling extremely uncomfortable right now sitting next to you. I mean,
I'm good.
He's like, she's not looking at me that way.
I'm kind of still thinking that I looked in the wrong side of the couch because the vape was on this pocket.
It's great. Good. Great.
I mean.
No, it's childproof. Don't worry.
Yeah. Okay.
He's
only a mad scientist.
And you believe that lie straight up.
You see where we're going with this?
I'm this just saying. This is why I can't trust men.
Okay, no. Hold that thought. Lies come in all shapes and sizes, genders and sexes and anything. Okay, I don't care who you are. You're going to lie regardless for your benefit. That's pretty much the reason why
most of the people that have lied to me have been nothing but men. Mostly baby daddy and, backstories. But that's the...
See, that's the fiber I'm talking about. Those are the triggers that I'm talking about. That's what I was talking about.
And then what's messed up is you're lying to me and they want to cover the
I'm
lie.
I'm not lying to you.
The lie with another lie. And then I end up finding, Facebook detectives.
But I'm not lying to you.
Like Carmen Sandiego and finding out that that lie was a lie. And then you're still trying to lie.
Now you see what I mean?
Yeah. No, but here's the thing. I think everybody lies, but maybe you remember like baby daddy or whatever because you had an invested emotional connection with them. Like if I lie to you, who cares, right? Like, whatever. But if somebody that you really care about lies to you, I think that's what hurts.
I mean, he did lie to you right now. Probably your kid's vaping right now. But I mean,
this is the way.
He's gonna learn the hard way. All right. So, is it necessary to lie?
Yes, sometimes. Because everybody lies, especially if you want to get a good job. You could always say that, you know, you got so many degrees or you got so much experience, but then you end up not having that much experience.
Yeah, whatever. We're not talking about the stupid lies. We're talking about actual lies that,
well,
that
those do are my matter. Lies. Those are my
that
lies.
Do matter. Like, for example, you know, I don't know. You have another child with another marriage and you know, you're lying, you know, for about 10 years. And then, you know, you see on Facebook and you see someone like, oh, shit, that guy looks like my husband. Oh, wait, why is he with that kid? Oh, wait, is that another family? That's the kind of, you know, necessary lies I'm talking
about. Damn, what kind of telenovela?
Don't worry about it,
what
man.
What kind of telenovela background are you having?
I used to watch a lot of shows when I was a kid. I'm just saying. What do you think, man? Is it necessary?
Yeah, I think sometimes it's necessary. I mean, I can give you a good example. So, for example, if you don't want to worry somebody, right, like maybe your mother, right, or it's like, why would I want to worry her, right? Like if I'm, you know, and I have an example, like I actually, you know, got sick and I knew that bringing it up to my mom would be this long conversation and all the tons of advice, right? That unnecessary advice that, you know, I probably didn't need. And plus keeping her awake, right? For who knows how many nights or whatever. So it's like, it's not that I didn't want to tell her, but it's like, let me just postpone the news and
until, know, I get better.
And no, but then she's like, hey, so what's going on? What's wrong? And the I have a feeling that she found out through other avenues or whatever, but the thing is that I still didn't want to do it just because I wasn't ready to have that conversation, right? And you know, so I just kind of kept like, oh, good, I'm going to the gym, I'm, you know, like, so I feel that was a necessary lie just to kind of give her some peace of mind, right? If that makes sense.
No, it makes sense. I think that it is necessary to lie to actually save yourself and others, right? Because sometimes when you are honest, and a lot of people, we discussed that before. Other people say, oh, no, I'd rather them be honest. No, you don't. No, you don't. I mean, it's true. It's true. When you're extremely honest, depending on the situation, whether it's something light or something really personal and deep, it does bring you sometimes more trouble. It does bring you sometimes a lot more trouble. So
yeah, sometimes. Which I have to include that there's a difference between being honest and being an asshole.
Oh, because, cynical. Yeah, no, definitely.
Because honesty comes when you ask for it. Hey, be honest with me. But if you're just going to tell me truths and then, you know, just say, well, I'm just being honest. Well, if nobody's asking for your opinion, you're just being an asshole.
Yeah, that's a little cynical. No, you okay
so
there?
So are you in between an honest person or are you just...
I was very cynical back in the day. I can admit to that. Now, I'm not so much. Now I lie more to keep people better. Yeah, no, I do.
So that's not going to help because then people are not, now that you're telling that to the world, people are not really going to trust what you say.
Well, I'm give a fuck. I mean, no, for example, okay, that's a good point. And the reason I'm saying that is this, is because in the book I'm doing, in the podcast in Spanish, it talks about how you actually have to take in consideration that people don't care or give a fuck about what you want. They just don't. That's pretty much the concept. Like if you want somebody to actually do something, you need to consider what they want and give them what they want so they can actually change their behavior towards you and you get what you want. That's pretty much the concept of that first chapter of the book, right? So in order for you to do that, you have to have this way of speaking and behaving where they feel appreciated and their feelings are being met, right? Mm-hmm. The emotional intelligence and all that stuff, right? So if you're not really good at that and you're starting to get to that point, you have to fake it until you make it. And that's a lie. I mean, the way you see it. Once you get the experience, then you become better. So is it necessary? Yes. Is it recommended? Yes. Ah, you thought I was going to go somewhere else with that. No, I do. It again, it all depends on how you use it. I think it's a necessary tool if you use it right.
Good to know. So that way I know not to believe anything that comes out of your mouth.
But then if you don't believe anything comes out of my mouth, then how do you know it's going to be convenient for you?
So I automatically know you're going to be lying to me now.
But then you're losing. Because what if I'm not?
Well, then now you just cause me not to believe anything that comes out of you, which makes me have severe anxiety.
But what if I don't? And I'm not lying to you.
How about if I could punch you in the throat?
I mean, that could happen too. But what do you think, man?
I was just going to say, like, I mean, we don't have a specific example, but going back to being honest, right? Like, if you ask for feedback, honest feedback, then you're kind of giving the green light for him to be honest and give you truth, you know, like truthful feedback. You know what I mean? But if you ask for the truthful feedback, right, and you react, you become mad or whatever, then you're just setting the expectation for him to lie.
Okay, so one example of what I'm talking about, it's this, right? Let me think of a good example that I actually did. All right, I had it. Oh, I remember now. Okay, so back in 2000 and whatever, right? God of War came out, the second one, right? Now the first one was a fucking amazing game. It's a great game, and I finished it, and then the second one came out like a week later, and I said, dude, I gotta buy that shit. I'm gonna buy it. I'm gonna play it, right? Went, got it. At that time, I was not really mentally stable, right? So I said, fuck it. I'm gonna call off from work. I'm not even gonna go. So what I did, call off. Listen, I got malaise. I'm not coming into work. Boom. I played that freaking game from 8 o'clock in the morning until 2:30 in the afternoon. Why 2:30 though? Because my wife showed up at the house at 3 o'clock. I didn't clean the house. I didn't do nothing. I just played the game the entire day, right? So at 2:30, I left everything how it was, turned off the freaking thing, put the video game back in the box, put it back in my video games, walked out. Didn't come in home until 5 o'clock when I usually come after work. Then she did say, how did it go at work? I said, it was actually kind of exhausting. And we went on our day, right? Finished that day. The next day I said, you know what? Fucking great game. I'm not going to go to work. Called off again. Second day, same thing. Got up at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, went out, came back. How did it go? It went great. Up to this day, she never found out. She's going to find out now.
Until now.
She's going to find out. But listen, there's a statute of limitation in this, right? My daughter was almost, what, 3-4 months old? So I was good. So she's 18. I think if I get in trouble, like,
was this when you forgot her at the school?
No, that was different. That was another day.
The funny thing is that you're worried about your wife. I would be worried about work. They're gonna be like, this motherfucker calls off to play video games.
They didn't know that.
So they will now.
They will now.
They'll be like, oh, I'm pretty sick. This motherfucker.
Say, we're gonna need a doctor's note from you.
Who says I didn't take a doctor's note? Ah, see?
Touché.
Ah. Hey, man, I know how to play the game. So it actually got to the point where one of my bosses back in the day, she said, look, if you're off, right, I'm going to take doctor's note except from this doctor. And she gave me the name of the doctor. Do not bring me notes from this doctor because I'm not going to take it. Cool enough. So I got another doctor to give me the notes.
How much did you pay him?
Nothing. My friendship.
Cheap coffee?
My friendship. Oh, that's all I did.
That's not worth it.
Hey, man, listen. When the thing we used to do back in the day, he said it, and I quote, we should have been either fired or in jail. Listen, I needed those days off. I was really not in a good mood. I was like, look, if I go in there, I'm going to kill somebody. I am taking the 2 days off. We call it now mental health days. That's what they call it now, right? Am I wrong?
No.
There you go.
Yeah.
So that's a good example. So what do you guys think? I mean, I had a legit reason.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know about...
It wasn't necessary for me.
Lying to the wife, I don't think that's necessary. But, like, why? What drove you to lie to her? Like, what
because she was not going to... She was going to tell me to clean the house.
She does that regardless.
Exactly. So what if she knows I'm in the house, she's going to make me clean it, and I'm not going to have my time to play my video game.
Okay.
That's... It's just going to happen anyway, so... Like,
it didn't happen. After 18 years, it didn't happen.
So you still haven't cleaned the house?
No, I cleaned the house now, but she didn't know that I didn't clean the house back then. I took 2 days off to play the video game.
And then now she's going to find out.
She doesn't listen to the show.
Okay.
Hey, listen, if
I'm
it does,
tell her.
Wow, betrayed, like, not even Judas.
Like, why did Coach send me the DM me some message over here with the Spotify on there?
I'd be like, are you having an affair with Coach?
I'm like, I'm no rat, but listen to minute 14 and 30 seconds.
I don't know. Oh, that one time he did not go to work.
I didn't
know, but
point.
Yeah, so let me ask you though. All right, like, have you? So that was back in the day. Have you changed your habits though, or like, do you still lie to her?
No. I changed my habits. No, okay. I had to go to therapy for 4 years to change my habits. So no, definitely, I did change my habits.
Well, that's good.
I mean, no, but good I mean, you. I still think that lying is a really good way of strategically get what you want. You have to lie. And listen, in corporate America, you have to lie to get what you want. I mean, that's just pretty much how the game is played.
That's true.
I mean, I'm just saying based on evidence that I've seen. I'm just saying, not everybody's honest. If no lying is a commandment, that means that a lot of people lie. You should no, don't do that. But they do it.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that do lie.
I mean, even God lied. This is what's going to take me to hell. It's going to take me to hell.
That's why I'm like trying to make sure.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
In an area where I'm going to get
Speaking of God, right? Speaking of God. Today, I was having a really bad day, right? And one of our coworkers brought McGriddles, man. Oh my God, I love McGriddles.
What the hell?
Give me a minute. Don't judge me, all right? So they brought McGriddles, and I was really hungry, and it was 11:30, so it was close to lunchtime, and I grabbed a McGriddle, dude. I felt like I had a piece of heaven in my hand. I swear to God, I was salivating because of this freaking McGriddle. And I was about to get some ketchup when out of nowhere, that shit jumped out of my hand and fell on the floor, dude.
Wait. You had me at you put ketchup on your McGriddles, bro?
That's not the point.
That's why
you talk these smack about point. God. God said, bitch, you ain't having this McGriddle.
I know. That's a fucking sin, that is, bro. That ketchup is on McGriddles.
Okay. That is exact. Hold that thought. Give me a minute, because I'm gonna get back to you on that
he
one.
He went, bah.
That's
bitch.
Exactly what he did. And I literally almost cried because I literally wanted that fucking McGriddle. With my ketchup. Anyways, so guy was like, no, motherfucker, you're not getting shit. And he knocked it on my hand. I swear that he did it. On you. Yes, I do put ketchup on my griddle. But. No. Hear me out. Because somebody else told me that this morning. Our number one follower, Jesus Says, told me, dude, you fucking put ketchup on your McGriddle? Dude, do you put jelly on your sausage McMuffin or some shit like that?
No.
Do you put jelly on your... On your biscuits or
I eat it as is, bro.
That's what don't I heard.
Don't Puerto Ricans put ketchup on top of pasteles?
Listen, I don't know. I'm not Puerto Rican. All I'm saying is that yes, because ketchup is it's bittersweet. It mixes.
Ketchup, I mean, I've put ketchup on really weird things. Like I put ketchup on mashed potatoes. People think that's weird.
This bitch is judging
me. I put ketchup on beans.
People on think beans?
That's weird. But on a McGriddle, bro.
I'm a griddle. Ketchup and beans?
Are you judging me on my griddle?
Try it.
Whatever. No, we're not going to do this.
Okay? I don't understand hot sauce, but ketchup on beans. Is that a Guatemalan thing?
No, it's a Coche thing. That's why I said people think I'm weird.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't put ketchup on my beans, dude. You're judging the wrong person.
Have you ever had maybe fries, right? Mm-hmm. Your main whatever protein fries and beans, right? And ketchup spills a little bit over the beans. Like that's ever happened to you?
No.
Okay, now you're lying.
No.
Yes.
I've never had beans with fries together.
No, then what kind of Mexican?
Well, I have, but not. I don't put ketchup. I usually just take the fry, dump it on the ketchup, and then just.
I've had ketchup with fries. And then sometimes I have with mayonnaise or mayonnaise and put them together.
That's delicious. Weird. That's weird.
You put a little pepper in the mixture.
Okay. Going back to the topic, right? Because, I mean, it's a little weird, your taste and shit. I'm saying, you know. Because everybody lies. What do you do when you think? Like you in your case right now, you're thinking now that I'm lying all the time, which, again, it's okay for piano mind. What do you plan to do if people are lying? Like, do you prevent it? Or if you know they're lying, you're gonna have a strategic plan of not getting lied to. Like, what do you do?
It just makes my detective little investigations start going off, which means I'm just gonna be looking in every social media to make sure that I figure out what the heck are you're lying. You're going to be lying about now.
But now that's every toxica nowadays.
But basically, why?
I don't
because you fudgers made the toxicas that way.
You agree with that?
Yeah, but yes, I agree. I also think that people can't control that. If somebody lies to you, just leave them. And
I'm just saying,
you don't have to be chasing around. I mean, we've all done it. We've all done it.
We're right? Liars.
Like, no, I'm not, and I'm just saying, not all just lying. We've been on the bad end of it, right? Like, we've all been lied to, and mm-hmm. we've all been disappointed or whatever. But now I just feel like, hey, if you're gonna lie to me, okay. So that's how valuable my relationship is to you. Okay, I just move on.
Quit. Okay, now realize that this whole lying thing, even though we try to stop it or we try to control it or we try not to do it, it goes back all the way down to the childhood era, right? You literally lie to children so they don't lie. How the hell does that work? You know what I mean?
Like how?
For example, okay, I remember back in the day somebody was having an issue with the fact that they didn't want them to know that Santa Claus was not real.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and technically that's a lie because we know he's not real.
Just like the Tooth Fairy gives you a dollar?
Yeah. Shit, with inflation, make it 10 and shit. Damn. Anyways, hey man,
you know? Big baller like that?
$10? No, but that's what they're asking and shit, you know. Anyways, so with that being said, children learn to lie because they do get some things after lying. I mean, didn't you lie when you were a kid?
I don't think so.
You didn't lie when you were a kid?
No, I think I lie a little bit more now. Especially when they ask,
the honesty.
When they say, "Hey, baby, it's really is 4 inches," and they'll be like, "No," and then I'm like, "No, baby, it's not. Give yourself some more, you know, props."
But what if it is 4 inches? Let's discuss that. What if it is 4 inches?
It's the little engine that could.
Let's take the fact that it's not 4 inches, right?
True.
I mean,
so you gotta lie at least to boost the person's ego.
No, I actually find that it's actually better to say the truth.
So be like, hey, sorry, your dick is small.
Yeah.
And it ain't working.
I mean, if you don't actually perform like you should, then be like, hey, man, I fucking told you.
I mean, that's a good question, right? Like, does the, I mean, and it's not about the size matter, right? But like, those 4 inches are going to make you unhappy for the rest of your life? Or is it going to be accepted? I mean, it's no big deal. Like, it's small,
but if you know how to work it, at least it's going to hit the spot.
That's what I'm not going to be complaining. Like, so that's not, well, so then, you know, there's no reason to lie or, you know, whatever, or tell the other person it's small. If you're content, right?
Yeah, but then what if he wants to say, oh, well, he wants to boost and be like, oh, can you tell me the truth? Then,
well, that's what I'm saying.
Maybe I don't want to be an ass to him and say, no, baby.
You're the liar.
Well, that's the only time I have to lie.
But we were just giving the example. If you're asking for honest feedback and that person lies to you, then you're lying to that person.
They're probably not asking for an honest opinion.
You know, and you're right. Yeah, no, definitely. But I, like I said, I'd rather be honest and be like, look, man, 4 inches, 15 minutes, tops. Are we doing this or not?
Just as long as you hit it and quit and hit the spot, that's all good with me.
And I, again, at this point with my strategy, they don't know if I'm lying or not. So they're going to be either curious or interested. But you can get some. Dude, back me up here.
Yeah.
Sure. Like, really? Does this motherfucker really has 4 inches? No, let's test it out. Let's test it out. Once you see it, bam, 4 inches, erected, right? Fuck, it didn't have 4 inches.
I'll go first. Come on.
Yeah. And then be like, you know what? Oh, I just got it. You know, and then once you be like, okay, let's see what you can do. And then eventually, you know, you do your little thing, bang, 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 you know? And then he's done. Maybe she'll be done. And then, you know, you're happy. Might not happen again, but you got it once. Just saying. Just saying. Your example. Hey, what do you want me to say? Put a dildo in my freaking pants, like what, 12 inches, and then comes out and be like, bam, oh, it's all rubber, and then you got 4 inches. That shit's gonna look even worse.
There's dudes that stuff up a banana. Have you seen that? There's actually,
how would you feel if you go on a date with somebody and they stuff a banana and you pull it out and it's a banana? literally a banana. How would you feel about that?
How would you feel if the girl you thought had big old knockers and then you take off her bra and it's nothing but tissue?
You're really asking me that?
I mean, that's all lies, right? I mean,
Yeah.
Even down to makeup, even down to like whatever. I mean, like it's all, even the people that say that they don't care how they look, but they have a certain look. That's, you know, that's lying in a way too.
It's but I mean,
illusion.
I'll be honest. If somebody comes to me like, hey, man, you know, they have those Colombian pants where they fill it with, you know, fillers, their butts, and then they have boards. Really, do you think we're going to stop it? Do you think it's going to stop me? Do you really think it's going to stop me?
No.
No.
I mean, I just hit bone on bone. But other than that, I'm still going to do what I got to do. I'm just saying.
You're being a dude. But yeah.
I mean, wouldn't you? You just said you're going to hit a dude with a 4-inch penis.
Well, yeah, like you said, what? As long as you get some.
I mean, what do you think? He's like, I'll do the guy with the 4-inch penis.
No, I mean, yeah, it's true. I guess it depends. It depends. But if I guess the main thing is that if somebody's asking for honest feedback, give the honest feedback, even if it hurts. Right.
No, but forget the honest feedback. We know that eventually at one point they're going to ask for the honest feedback because eventually everybody. Okay, let's take the compulsive liars, right? Let's say, for example, them. They usually lie and people, event, you know, for a certain amount of time, they believe their lies, right? Gets to a point where like, no, you lie too much and I can't take care of that shit. So the honest feedback will definitely come in. But we're talking about the period where people actually do believe the lies and you actually have to lie to keep doing what you're doing, right? Mm-hmm. So that's when we ask the second question. When is it justifiable to lie? Like if you're driving down the road, right, and you get pulled over by the police, and they're like, how do you know how fast you were going? I didn't. And you're going like fucking 80 miles per hour. You know you don't want to get in trouble. So therefore, that is the justifiable lie, right? Obviously, the cop's going to be like, you fucking full of shit.
You're or say 80. my wife is expecting a baby and I'm trying to meet her up at the hospital.
Oh, shit. Wait, what?
Yeah. Say that. Oh, your wife could be having a baby. She had to leave. She was at work and her water broke. You're not there with her.
Okay.
I know, but what if they, I mean, but that's like, and it's funny because this happens in movies a lot, right? And comedy movies, especially, that you lie and then something even crazier happens like, come on, let's follow you. We'll follow you. We'll open a way, and you get escorted or whatever. And you know you, and then you're sweating because you know you just lied. There's no wife, and they're escorting you to the hospital, and they get you know it's gonna be worse, you know, because now
you use public services.
Not only you got pulled over for speeding, but now you lied, and they're like you used I forgot what the term is, but when you use the law or officers in a wrongful way. And then you get in, and then you know, like it could be worse. At that point, you're probably like, man, I should have just paid the $75.
Well, I did go on TikTok and I did get some great freaking examples of when it's justifiable to lie. You know, you did say I'm a fan of TikTok. I still hate TikTok, but it is useful too.
You know, you like it.
Okay. One of them said, and he already mentioned that, is if the other person gets offended easily, that one, it's justifiable. You have to lie because sometimes you just don't want to deal with all that shit. You really don't. What do you think?
For what was it?
When people get offended easily. So you have to lie so they don't get offended very easily.
I don't know because that's a kind of two-sided coin with me.
Okay, well, elaborate.
Explain. Because like Gocha said, like I want to hear the honest truth, but at the same time, like if I tell you like how do I look? And then you have to like, I don't want you to tell me that I look like crap because it's going to hurt my feelings.
So that's where we're as a guy, we land on the damn if you do, damn if you don't.
Yeah.
So at that point we have to choose our poison to which one will be the more manageable argument. What do you think?
Yeah. I mean, you're asking the example if somebody in particular gets offended easily, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then It depends on the question.
Well,
right?
Give us an example that you think it's gonna fit with the example.
Well, what I was gonna say is, there's no reason for you to lie. I mean, to make that person feel better, then you're just damaging their life even further, because they don't want to get offended, you're lying to them, and they're gonna believe whatever you told them. that could have consequences, you know? So I think that if that person, now you can give honest feedback and maybe soften it a little bit, sugarcoating it a little bit, right?
But that's instead still lying. Sugarcoating is still lying.
No. How is it still lying? If instead of me telling you, hey, you're fat, but instead I told you, you know what? Like maybe working out will help you, right? Like it's two different things.
The reception is going to be like, thing. You're still unfat. Come on, let's.
Yeah, but you're not lying. How is telling you to work out not lying? I mean,
I don't know. I still go with the lie point. I still go with the lie point.
You could say you're fat, but if you lose 10 pounds, you'll be great.
No, but so you're going to be like, no, you're not fat. You're great. Right. And then that person's just going to continue to be fat and they're going to die.
No, what I'll say is, right.
So, I mean, that's why lying is.
What good. I'll say is this. Am I fat? You want to get a McGriddle with some ketchup? That shit will be dope.
No. And then you slap it off your hands and be like, you want that six pack, bitch.
No, I wouldn't do that. I will actually enjoy the McGriddle with the fucking ketchup. I'm not going to lie. I will. I mean, I think that I've actually talked and I deal with a lot of people. They get offended easily. And honestly, he has a point. I'm saying Coach has a point, but doing it after one and another and another, it just gets too fucking complicated. And it just want to just get away with it. You know what? And that's, you know what? I'll lie. And that's it. And avoid the conflict for another day. The ones that really do matter. That's what I'm saying. The conflicts that really do matter.
Yeah. But if somebody gets offended easily and they keep coming to you for feedback, then that's on them.
That is true. And I always wonder, why the fuck do you keep coming back to me?
Right. Like, I mean,
but I've been nice. Maybe because I'm being nice.
Maybe because you're being nice.
I should be a dick. So but it's like, just no, like fucker.
A big lie, you know, like that's what I'm saying. Like, it's probably not good for that person. Yeah. It could be a very minor example, but like, as minor as it is, you know, like.
All right.
Now it's just going to be a mountain of nothing but lies.
I mean, it is what it is. Again, God lied, you know, so I'm good with that. And he knocked my fucking McGriddle out of my hand. Okay, so second one, to surprise someone. That's a nice lie.
That's
fine.
To surprise
someone.
Is it like say, oh, we're going to go to the movies, but then you end up in a nice romantic dinner for your anniversary. I would want that.
Or they take you to a restaurant with your ex-boyfriend and, you know, you have to hang around with their ex-boyfriend. That shit would be fucked up. I'm just saying.
But yet, is there food and liquor, though?
There is food and liquor and karaoke, but, you know, you still hand it on with the ex, though. You know what I mean? You know.
Yeah. But that's not, that technically is not a lie, though. I mean, because you're erasing it, right? If a lie, by definition, is something that it's harmful indefinitely, but a surprise or something, that's not a lie. That's a dry erase lie. Because you're going to erase it right away.
Yeah, but it's justifiable. So I'll go with it. Okay.
If it's a good lie, like for a good surprise, then I think it will be fine.
Okay. So you will forgive that. Okay.
Surprise, you are the daddy.
Wait.
Oh, shit.
98% you are not the father.
I need to go get milk. Cigarettes.
All right. The third one they told me was being with your side chick or dude. And they said, and I quote, the main course ain't good without a side, if you know what I mean, end quote.
So you want your cake and eat it too.
That's not what I want. That's what the listener said. And I'm going to go with that.
I mean, that obviously that is wrong. So what is the point of that? So
if it's justifiable to lie.
No, I mean, it's not.
Because if it was, you know, tables reversed and then that your spouse was lying to you to have, you know, another side daddy, would it be okay?
I mean, why is she into foreplay? Oh, now we're going to stay quiet on the sexual point? Really? Now this is where we're right the line?
I mean, but if you like it, then that wouldn't be a lie, right? But, you know.
True. But what
you
if
wouldn't
you,
need to lie if you
but
like
what if
it?
You get somebody in your foursome that you don't like, but you have to be there because, you know, that's what the person wants and you want to make them happy.
A foursome.
Foursome, threesome. I mean, whatever.
And you're going to call the side chick too. So you could all have a nice little menage a trois.
There's a bachata song on it. So I guess it does happen. I'm just saying, just putting the example out there. That's what they asked.
All right. So keeping it real, because I don't know if you have like super hot chicks or super handsome dudes that listen to you that might have a chance to have a threesome. I figure listeners like common folk like me that okay. will that will never happen.
Maybe if you lie
you
enough.
Never know. But you don't gonna get him in trouble though.
No, we're not gonna get you in trouble.
I mean, I don't care about getting in trouble. I'm just saying, like, I mean, because I wouldn't lie. I'm done with that, right? Like, I used to lie a lot, and as you mature, you don't need to lie anymore.
Well, that
lie,
is true.
You know, you don't. I don't give a effing fuck what anybody thinks. So it's like I don't need to lie.
So that's what you like
anymore. So, but.
Okay, but I want to hear this.
For somebody to say that it's okay, like, well, first of all, if you're a guy that has a side piece, it doesn't matter how good of a lie you are, you're gonna get caught.
This was a chick.
Oh, chicks, yeah, chicks won't get caught.
Oh, so your whole argument just got this?
No, but bad for her. I feel bad for that dude, right? Because you know, because she's being lied to, or those two dudes are being lied to, and I feel bad for them. But chicks have a very good way of like keeping it a secret. And getting away with it.
Why is that?
Know. Why are you put egging on me? I don't
because
know.
Because you're the only chick in the conversation. Because
they don't tell anybody, bro. They take it to the tomb. Not even their best friend.
Hey, I've seen Dancing Bear. They're on the videos.
Dancing Bear.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Everybody will be like, fucking Google Dancing Bear.
TikTok. Google.
No, it's not on TikTok. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, Dancing. You looked it up?
It's Dancing Bear. Who hasn't not seen Dancing Bear?
Not me.
I mean, come on. Are you guys, what? Am I the only one that's been on Dancing
Bear?
Yeah,
you're the only weird one that looks up bears that dance.
Yeah, we can go with that.
I saw Cocaine Bear.
Oh, that was dope. Cocaine Bear is dope.
Cocaine Deer?
Cocaine Bear.
Oh.
He's literally actually Googling Dancing Bear. I want to see his reaction.
I don't think there's anything in particular. I mean, there's the Grateful Dead dancing bears, but
no.
Are you sure it's Dancing Bear?
Because nothing comes out with Dancing Bear. It's Dancing Bear. It's Dancing Bear.
Isn't that a band?
Yeah, this is the Grateful Dead.
Yeah.
Grateful Dead's dope. No, but that's not what I'm talking about. Dancing Bear, it's a stripped joint company that goes to bachelorette parties and they get their dick sucked and they get their chicks banged.
Oh my God.
Bachelorette parties.
I think you're talking about the Chipmunks, no? Or the no.
Chippendales.
No, that's in Las Vegas.
Oh,
no.
I see.
Ah,
Dancing Bear, group of horny women taking D from male strippers.
That's right.
Interesting that you know what that is.
I'm in the Chapin Show group, man. I got ideas.
Hey.
Is this coming from experience or something?
I just said it's an investigation research purpose.
Oh,
right?
So you had to investigate?
Of
That's
course.
Weird.
I mean, we're talking about lying and infidelity. Yeah, you have to investigate.
Wow.
Dancing Bear. We're going to have everybody like, oh, shit, Dancing Bear.
I think all this right. episode is going to end up being DM'd.
I know. All right. To save your skin. Justifiable to lie to save your skin.
Yeah, well, like you said, for work, like I don't want to go to work. I'm gonna lie about something. You know those memes where people like put their
technically I didn't lie when I said
headphones on their
no. Technically I didn't lie when I called into work. I didn't lie. I did say I have malaise. Malaise means laziness in medical terms. My boss was dumb enough to actually do not know that. And she bought it.
The touche. But what my question is calling in sick like a life-threatening situation, right? Like,
is
it?
It's mental health. Now it's mental health. Back
no,
then,
I know,
didn't know
but,
that.
But what was the question?
Shit, I forgot the question. No, the question was, she said that I lied to my boss.
To save
no,
your skin.
To save my
save
skin.
Your skin.
Yeah, to save
right?
my skin. Yeah.
Like, I thought you meant to save your skin like a death or living, right? Like do or die. Like,
well, that could be part of it too.
Like,
right?
Here are all the fucking American secrets, you know, because you're gonna kill me. Oh, actually, that's an extreme situation.
Yeah, no.
I
let's,
want my kids
let's keep
to
it
die.
At normal.
Save your skin.
Like I owe
whatever.
The drug dealer a lot of money. I get paid next week, but I'm gonna pay you though.
Yeah. So let's say, for example, you know, when they hear this episode,
that dude's gonna kill you.
Yeah,
that's what
yeah.
I'm saying. It's life or death, right?
So like, let's say when they hear this episode, be like, bitch, you took 2 days off to play God of War. I'll say, you know what? Yes, but in my defense.
But then you
and could, that's gonna be say you know like say my kid.
It doesn't count now because you're the new boss and I haven't lied to you.
Well, no, no. I mean, at that point, it's already statute of limitation. It's been 18 years, for God's sake. They only have it for 2 years, so it's already done.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And actually, my attendance has been excellent, so I got better.
Mm. Yeah,
you know. So
yeah, I don't know if it's for that. I wouldn't lie. You know.
No, but I mean, like, you're really in trouble and you need to save your skin. Like, for example, we talk about the cop, right, that just pulls you over and you're lying mm-hmm. to save your skin, you know. But what other scenarios could be that you're saving your skin and you're lying?
So I just thought of something
all right,
pretty
all right.
funny. This was like circa 2004.
Uh-huh.
And it was Belem, me, Brian, and his girlfriend. And Brian was driving. Brian is what old friend, and he was speeding, and we got pulled over, and the cop is like typical, like, you know, we were speeding, right? And he said, "Officer, we're on our way to watch the Passion of the Christ."
Oh, that's fucked.
So it's funny because he wasn't lying, but he thought somehow in his brain he thought, man, like, let's hope that this cop is Catholic or Christian or whatever, and he gives me a pass because we're late to the movie to watch The Passion of the Christ. And all I'm thinking is like, oh my God. But like, he wasn't lying because we were on our way to the movies. But I just thought of, like, that would have been a cool lie, I guess, to kind of save your skin.
But did you guys get away with it?
Yes, he actually gave him a warning.
He actually got away with it. Oh shit, it's Passion of the
Christ. But it was the truth, because we were on our way to watching it.
Oh my God, I'm gonna have to use that one.
Or say you're on our way to a funeral or something.
Oof, that's actually kind of dark, but I want to hear more.
Yeah, like, you're like speeding, all of a sudden, like, yeah, like.
But why would you lie though? What's the need?
So you don't get,
what are you gonna get from that?
So you can save your skin. Yeah. We just literally said that.
But what? How is that saving your skin?
You don't get a ticket.
I don't want to get a ticket.
But what if
I don't want to go jail?
But what if it turns into something? So you're gonna go to jail for a ticket?
If you are driving without a license, yes.
If I'm not, I don't have a license. Well, or like, if I have like all these damn tickets, I'm.
Yes. Okay, so that's your fault.
Well, no, we're not disputing whose fault is it. We're disputing to save your skin. No, we know it's our fault. To save your skin.
I guess. I just, you know, but if you have a suspended license, a bunch of tickets, then there's something definitely more wrong in your life than just lying.
You didn't grow up with undocumented aliens.
No, I did. I mean, I'm saying, like, you know, there's bigger issues. There's bigger issues if you're gonna make that.
Okay,
happen,
what right, will but. Be a bigger issue to save your skin?
To save my skin,
life or death, like the dealer one, I think will be probably because, you know, like, something that, you know, you're about to kill you, right? And, you know, like, you have to lie through your teeth, right? And to save yourself, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would.
You know, I think that's the only time I feel like it's probably acceptable.
Yeah, the only time, like,
I think that I would probably lie just to save my skin when I do something stupid and, you know, like at the house. Like, why didn't you put the food away?
Or say, like, when you're a kid and you lied, were you trying to save your ass from getting an ass beat from your parents?
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
Yeah. But here's the thing. I feel like those situations come up too often. Like, you getting yelled at by your wife, like, every day, right? So, or your parents.
What, you spying on me?
Huh?
You spying on me?
No, I'm just
guessing.
I you know, I live with Yoko. Come on. Anyway, so I guess getting beat by your parents, right? And you have to, that shit is gonna happen very often, and that's the problem, right? Because if it's something that's gonna save your skin all that often, you're creating a pattern, and that's just a bag that's like loading, and it's gonna explode at some point. Because at some point, you're not gonna be able to keep track of your lies.
Yeah,
that is
and
true.
Then you're gonna get busted. And
when you
Lordy, Lordy, man, I got busted on some lies and like, and then the ass whooping is even worse. All right. So.
All right. On that note, justifiable lie when you get something in return, when you got to get something in return.
Give me an example.
This is a perfect example. Okay. So, you know, Marvel, Tenoch, the fucking dude who played
Cuckoo
Khan. right? I fucking hate that character.
Namor. Are you Namor. Kidding me? It's one of my favorites.
And that I figure you're gonna say that. But as you probably know, he actually lied when he got hired for the position, right?
Okay.
Because when he said, they asked him, do you know how to swim? He's like, oh, of course, man. I don't know how to swim. And they're like, okay, great. Sign here. And they fucking signed the contract. Yeah, bitch, I don't know how to swim. Once he was already signed, right? And he learned how to swim. So that's a lie to gain something, right?
Mm-hmm. But at least he learned how to swim, though.
Yeah, I guess. But he lied. That's the point. He justified a lie to get that role. And again, I don't like it. I think he was very dumb, to be honest with you.
I think that might be a lie of in itself, because there's a scene in Narcos was years before him signing the contract. He was thrown in a pool with a motorcycle and he swam off.
I think it was a double. There's a lot of brown, black Mexican.
You think so? I mean, maybe. That would be racist. Crazy. Let me give you a double too.
It's not racist because I'm Mexican, so we cancel each other out.
But yeah, I, you know.
So I mean,
personal gain, yeah. But then I wouldn't do it, man. I think it's still wrong.
I mean, we have a friend in common who actually, for his green card, he gave a baby picture, and they gave him the job. I mean, that's not I wouldn't blame him for that one, because they should be dumb enough not to take a fucking green card with a baby picture on it. That's just me. But I mean, he
McLovin,
he tried it, he got it. I'm just saying. So. I mean, I think at that point, if you're gonna gain something,
so personal gain, yeah, I guess. I mean, yeah, I suppose. I just think that you know, it all catches up to you, man, and you know, I think that if anybody is feeling that personal or listening to this, feeling like, oh, for personal gain, I'll do it, then I just feel like they're gonna get in more trouble in the future, because it just gonna continue to happen.
Yeah. All right. Somehow the truth will come out.
Right. Yeah.
All right. So, to avoid embarrassment, will that be a justifiable lie? To avoid not being embarrassed.
You're gonna be embarrassed if they find out the truth anyway.
Yeah. So you lied so they won't find out the truth. Will that be a justifiable lie? Again, we're not disputing whether it's right or wrong, or or if it's necessary or not. We're asking the question if it's justifiable, if it has to be done, if it's justified that you did.
No.
So what embarrassment?
Because you're gonna be embarrassed anyway.
I guess it depends, right? Like if you, I mean, I still feel it's that lying is wrong, but we've all done it, right? Like, dude, I heard you shit your pants. No, I didn't.
Right? That's like,
you're trying to avoid embarrassment. So I get that.
Or let's go to the worst one. Like, man, I heard your wife was cheating on you, man. What the fuck? No, she wasn't. You know, because you're trying to save the marriage and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
That's another justifiable lie to avoid the embarrassment.
I'd be like, no, well, I was kind of with her last night, so she kind of was.
It was me. I'm just saying, man. All I'm saying is that. Okay. So do you guys have an example of where you justifiably lie? Or you guys just like, no, I refuse to say. I already gave mine, so I'm good.
With my lies? I don't know. With my lies, I really didn't lie, especially with my parents. I didn't lie. I literally told the truth, and then I would have my mom literally do a freaking excuse letter for me ditching school.
See?
Maybe, I mean, I gave my mom's example, right? But I think that another one that comes to mind is, my kid is 12, you know?
Oh, yeah, that too.
I forgot about those.
Oh, yeah. Every time, like before, now that my son is getting taller, I used to, you know how the bus, the kids ride for free till like they're 6 or 7? And I'm like, oh, he's still 6. And Kane's like, Kane's like, what? Like, I'm not, I'm like 7. No, like, shut up. You're still 6.
That happened to us too. We went to the old country buffet back in the day, and my daughter was, I think she was already just 11, you know, and the cutoff was 10. And then, you know, my wife goes and says, hey, you know, she's 9. And she goes, no, I'm 11. We go, shut the fuck up, man.
I had
No, but she said it so loud. The cashier was like, oh my God, that shit is funny. Just go. Just fucking go.
I had the opposite too, like, because Emilio was tall, like already at like 11, 12, he was already pretty tall. And it's like, no, I swear to God, he's 11. Like, I swear to God, like, he is, people will be like, nah, bro.
See, and again, there's reasons and they're justified. I'm just saying that you know, you gotta, everybody learns how to play the game. At this point is just a way of playing the game. But before we close, because you know, we reached the end, and it was actually a fun episode to do. But you already said your dues, right? You said not lie, because it eventually catches up to you. And it's a good advice, but do you want to elaborate more on that? Like, what would be the advice you give somebody who's thinking, you know, of lying to do something big and we can avoid it? What would you tell that person?
I would tell that person to, it makes you a better human being. But besides making you a better human being, it makes you tougher to be absolutely honest all the time, because it builds character. Not to lie. I understand that there's extreme circumstances where you might have to do it, but the problem is if you're young or whatever, or you start lying easily, then it's just going to roll off your tongue all the time. Yeah. And it's going to become a super bad habit where you're just lying for no reason, you know, where you're just creating stories and for no reason. Yeah. Right. And eventually you're going to get caught up and it's going to be a bad situation, and it's gonna take you a long time to change the behavior. Mm-hmm. Because you know, especially around the people that know you, because people just know you as a liar, right? And
yeah,
and they won't believe you. So my recommendation is that no matter as easy as it sounds, even if like, hey, are you almost here? Oh sure, yeah, I'm on you know, Irving Park and you know, whatever. But you're still at home.
Oh, yeah, that's
chilling. You haven't even showered, right? Like, just little things like that. I feel like add to it, right? It's no big deal. Nobody's going to care if you're a few minutes late, whatever. It's no big deal. But then next time it's just going to be easier, yeah, and easier and easier. And it's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. So my recommendation is do not do it. You know, get tough. Deal with the consequences and just be honest.
Yeah.
All right, Nelly baby, what is your thought about this whole thing? Your closing thoughts on lying?
Don't do it. Be truthful, because like Coach said, you want to make sure that you're not going to be known as the person that lies. And like the story, the boy that cried wolf, you don't want to be in a situation where you're going to want that person, maybe the one that you did lie to save your life. But then how am I going to know that you're actually telling the truth and you're in danger? I'm not going to risk myself and then find out later that you're lying to me. So either that, or go jump on the cliff and then you fucked yourself over because you've lied to me too many damn times. So the boy that cried wolf, don't do it. Tell the truth and avoid people not just trusting you, period.
Okay, here's my closing thought online, right? My experience, I have a lot of people lie to me through my life. And I know for a fact that people do lie, and they will do it to get something in return. That's always the way it was, right? I didn't go into a lot of details, but that's pretty much my experience. Machiavelli said, for a long time, I have not said what I believe, nor I do ever. I believe what I say, and if I indeed sometimes do happen to tell the truth, I hide it among many lies that it's hard to find. Now, here's the problem with that. And this is my perspective. Yes, you can learn how to lie. Yes, you can learn to manipulate the system. Yes, you can justify the lies. But at the end of the day, there's always a certain result. And the majority of the times, you do not like it, because this is your own creation, right? This is something you started. And then eventually I guess you get a high out of it, because the more you lie, the more satisfaction you get, the more what response you get out of it, and then eventually it explodes. It's like a balloon, right? Mm-hmm. It explodes, and then eventually all the people that actually you lied to, you lose them. Something that you lose, that it's the trust that a lot of people actually do take a long time to get to that point where you can get trusted, or they give you that trust, it's gone in an instant, yeah, in a second. And then for you to recover that, if you can, it's actually a very hard work. And the majority of the times, it's never the same, right? So I say, in all seriousness, don't do it. Just try not to do it. If you're going to do it, face the consequences, because it's going to happen. It's gonna take you to the point where you might end up alone, because depending on the seriousness of the matter, right? But if you can't stop it, might as well enjoy it. I had to close it like that. I'm sorry. I got you guys motivated. I just had to close it like that. All right. This is another episode of the Charlie Daddy Baby. We'll see you next time. Thank you for listening to the Charlie and Nelly Baby Show. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your friends and colleagues. Now, I know we're not everybody's cup of tea, but somebody else might enjoy it. They can listen to this episode and many others on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Alexa, and iHeartRadio. You can follow us on our social media on Instagram and Charlie_Elmero or @NellyM82. And you can also follow us on TikTok at The Charlie and Nelly Baby Show. Thanks for listening.